Groceries are getting more expensive and somehow less fresh. If you're tired of throwing away wilted greens and overpaying for produce that doesn't last, it's time to grow your own. Meet Garden. It's a sleek, soil-free, indoor growing system that does the hard work for you. Using automated light and water, Garden grows fresh, clean food in your living room or kitchen all year long. No dirt, no daily chores, no green thumb required. Stop planning your life around grocery runs. Just harvest what you need when you need it. Visit mygarden.com. That's mygardyn.com. Garden. Harvest happiness.
Why are you in my car?
I'm just wondering if you can take me to the bar. I'm of age.
Are you kidding me?
On April 20th of 2024, a 22-year-old college student decided to play a prank on a female cop by sitting down in the backseat of a police cruiser while the cop was occupied with something else. When the officer discovered the girl in her car, she wasn't very happy.
Both of you get over here right now. Give me your IDs. What in your mind would make you think that you should get into the back of a cop car?
I'm sorry.
Give me your ID now.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. Give me your ID.
Oh no, don't call her ma'am. That implies that she's old. The last thing you want to do is piss off a cop when they have the ability to let you go free after a few minutes or force you to go to the bathroom in front of everyone for a weekend. Just call her officer if you want to be polite.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. It's a senior bar call. I didn't mean to. I was...
What in your mind makes you think that you should get into a cop car?
Because we wanted a ride to the next bar.
Do I look like a taxi?
She called it a taxi instead of an Uber. She might be old. But what a poorly aimed target for a prank. Messing with an on-duty officer is probably not the smartest thing this girl has done. Let's get more into it, but first, let's talk about this video's sponsor, Rocket Money. Everyone likes to save money, but a lot of times, companies that you aren't using bank on you forgetting that you've signed up for them, which can cost you hundreds of dollars per year or more for items that you never use. That's where Rocket Money comes in. Rocket Money is a budgeting app that makes it easy to identify what all of your reoccurring expenses are. So instead of having to spend forever going through your bank statement trying to figure out what streaming services you want to cancel, you just go to this tab here that says Reoccurring, and there's everything you're subscribed to, neatly organized. And since there are plenty of companies out there that intentionally make it difficult for you to end your service, Rocket Money will even help you cancel them. But that's not all that Rocket Money does. Rocket Money also allows you to track your spending from month to month, so that you can tell how financially disciplined you're being and so you can achieve the short-term and long-term financial goals that you have. So if you want to get the tools that you need to take control of your finances today, then go to rocketmoney.com/thinkbeforeyousleep and get started for free. That's rocketmoney.com/thinkbeforeyousleep. All right, so Officer Hillary West is pretty mad about this college student getting into her police cruiser, so she brings in her supervisor to talk and explains what's going on.
Both of you stand right here with him.
So
do not
sorry.
Go anywhere. Stand right there with him. Do not go anywhere. So, I made a traffic stop. Basically, this lady almost hit me trying to pull out. So, I walked up to her car. I had my car parked here. And as I was talking to her, that girl had the audacity to get into the backseat of my car.
Is she drunk?
Yes, she was drunk. And if she wasn't, then she's got bigger problems. I know there are a lot of people out there who really lack situational awareness. But if you're sober and think that it's a smart idea to prank some random cop that you don't know, then you need to read some books about human psychology, maybe study statistics too, so you can make a more educated guess on what the odds are of you messing with a cop who is likely to go on a power trip and turn this situation into a lot more than a drunk prank.
She just said, so she's over 21. She's like, oh, I need you to drive me to the bar. What can I cite her with?
Criminal mischief, and she can go to jail. If she wants to sit in the car, she can take a ride.
Okay, perfect.
Criminal mischief, I'm good with that.
Okay, yeah.
You can't just sit I literally. And sirens.
Yeah,
on.
My lights were on. I was in the middle of the stop.
I would do criminal mischief, and you could do a disorderly conduct with an M4 while dealing with I would look it up. I'll look it up real quick.
I think everyone would be on the cop's side until this moment here. What do you mean you'll look it up? You don't know if they committed a crime? I get that you're mad, but doing a little Google search to figure out how to arrest this girl just because she did a harmless prank is ridiculous. How is this being a public servant?
I mean, at least criminal mischief for messing with our cruiser.
Mess with what? Fortunately, they showed a shot of the back seat and there wasn't anything in it. She couldn't even leave the car without her friend opening the door for her because the backseat of police cars lock when you close them. And if you want to say, well, the cop was doing a traffic stop with another person, so that makes it more serious in case she had to arrest someone. Fortunately, Officer Hillary West mentioned that she was already finished with the traffic stop with that other person when she found the college student in her car.
So, traffic stop already left, I take it?
Yeah.
And by the way, this was a traffic stop that resulted in what sounds like a nonsense citation.
So, I was standing right here trying to explain to her, hey, you either have to exit this way or this way. You can't exit this way. You almost just caused an accident when I was trying to come in here because you tried to proceed out.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
And I was explaining her ticket to her. And so, basically, I'm in a bad spot and I couldn't see my car while I was standing here talking to her.
So you ticketed her for a mistake. Like, she wasn't maliciously breaking the law. She's not going 90 in a school zone. She didn't hurt anyone or damage anything. And she's not a repeat offender as far as we know. She just happened to be absent-minded for a few seconds, which is something that everyone does at some point. Most of us are lucky enough to not have that happen in front of a cop car, though. Anyway, going back to the college girl, the cop car story takes a little turn in this next part here.
So, right. I should have locked my car, definitely my fault. But
that is not your fault at all.
This supervisor sucks. He's worse than her. It absolutely is her fault that she didn't lock her car, especially considering that she was in a position where she couldn't see it. This really should be a wake-up call for the officer. What if a real criminal entered the car instead of a college senior doing a bar crawl? Why would she leave her vehicle unlocked and unattended? Don't they have computers and weapons in cop cars, and maybe a possible criminal knows how to hotwire a car? But all this kind of makes the overreaction make sense now, and I can understand the reason for the brainstorming session where this cop and her supervisor are trying to find a legal excuse to put the college girl in jail. Officer West is embarrassed because of her screw-up.
And I can take her to jail for criminal mischief?
Yeah, it's an M4.
Perfect.
I believe it's an M4.
I'm going to hand this back to you.
Thank
okay.
You.
Go ahead and hand me your purse.
Yes, absolutely.
Groceries are getting more expensive and somehow less fresh. If you're tired of throwing away wilted greens and overpaying for produce that doesn't last, it's time to grow your own. Meat Garden. It's a sleek, soil-free, indoor growing system that does the hard work for you. Using automated light and water, Garden grows fresh, clean food in your living room or kitchen all year long. No dirt, no daily chores, no green thumb required. Stop planning your life around grocery runs. Just harvest what you need when you need it. Visit mygarden.com. That's mygardyn.com. Garden. Harvest happiness.
Go ahead and turn around and face the car. Put your
Are
hands
you
up on the side
me?
Of the car. I sure am. Put your hands up on the car. You want to drive in the back of the cop car? You will get your wish. Turn around and face that way.
Technically, her wish was to ride in a cop car to go get alcohol. So unless you present her with a beer, you haven't given her what she wished for. Again, I think the cop's whole response to this was ridiculous. What the college student did was stupid, but she didn't damage anything, she didn't steal, she didn't hurt anyone, and didn't put anyone in danger. There's no real reason to arrest her. Maybe you could yell at her and tell her not to do it again. Maybe at worst, write a citation if one applies. But doing stuff like taking a person to jail over a harmless prank makes people not like cops. It makes them think they're being abused, not protected and served. And you know this is an overreaction because if I left my car unlocked at the store, someone got into it and asked me to drive them to a bar but they didn't threaten me and they didn't damage or steal anything, then a cop would just laugh at me if I asked them to haul that person off to jail. And if someone wants to say, well, it's different because cops have weapons in their car. Welcome to Texas. Lots of people keep guns in their car here. This charge is so nonsense that after they threw her in the car, they are still trying to figure out what to charge her with.
I'll take her for the criminal mischief and then see if I can, if you want to look.
I'll look real quick and see
okay.
if there's any higher charge because of what you're involved in. So,
right.
Oh, so now criminal mischief isn't enough? You need a higher charge? Now, the supervisor said that it counts as criminal mischief because Officer West was involved in a traffic stop. Well, great news, because she announced on camera that she was finished with the traffic stop before she noticed the girl in the car. So how do we know that Officer West was still involved in that traffic stop when the girl got into her police car? Fortunately, the dash cameras and the body cameras are all timestamped and dated, So if the times line up properly, a lawyer could argue that the college student was not interrupting a traffic stop or getting in the way of an arrest, which is probably what the cops are attempting to charge her with. And obviously her involvement had no effect on the traffic stop because it was already over. But that's okay, because next the cops show they have a sense of humor when they talk to the college girl's friend.
Are you going to be okay to get home all right? Do you
I'll be fine.
Okay. We can give you a ride if you ask us and talk to us, right? Like, so because of the situation, like, if you're...
But giving you a ride home is a lot different than you jumping in my car and asking for a ride to a bar.
Speaking of, why aren't they arresting the friend? Because you can see on the dash cam footage that the friend opened the car door to help the college girl out. And I know that Officer West was aware of that because she yelled at the friend for it when the college girl got out of the car.
Get out of it! No! Close the door! Both of you get over here now!
If opening the back door of the cop car was so disruptive to your traffic stop, then both of them are guilty. But I imagine the reason they didn't think to do that is because it didn't actually cause any interruption to the traffic stop, so the whole charge is nonsense. And the reason I'm so belligerent about this is because it's a clear abuse of power, because they wanted to charge her with a fourth-degree misdemeanor, or worse, which can land you up to 30 days in jail, and that's a pretty severe penalty for someone who was simply a minor inconvenience to a cop. Even if the college girl only spent the weekend in jail until she got to talk to a judge, I still think this is overkill, and if people don't say something when cops do bullshit like this and they keep getting away with it and power-tripping over minor offenses, then eventually you get what Germany is going through right now, where people are being arrested for memes.
We were with state police as they raided this apartment in northwest Germany. Six armed officers searched a suspect's home, then seized his laptop and cell phone. Prosecutors say those electronics may have been used to commit a crime. The crime? Posting a racist cartoon online. At the exact same time, across Germany, more than 50 similar raids played out. Part of what prosecutors say is a coordinated effort to curb online hate speech in Germany.
That is crazy, but I bet, I'm just making a little assumption here, but I bet they don't arrest people for this kind of racism.
White people are inferior species to us. We are Homo sapiens. They've got Neanderthal blood in them. This is the science. Unfortunately, by the strictest definition of what a human being is, white people are just below human beings. You are negotiating with an animal, a wild dog that you're trying to train. You cannot expect the same behavior of a human being that you're expecting of a dog.
Just a sneaking suspicion there. Just a wild guess that you're allowed to be racist against certain races, but not others. Again, it's crazy to watch this from America as people get arrested for what should be protected speech. Anyway, the college girl prank situation ends here.
Ma'am. Yeah, I just want to say I'm sorry. I don't know. I didn't mean for this to be like this, honestly. I didn't know. I know.
I mean, you just made a really bad decision. I don't know what in your thought process made you think that you should get into the back of my car when I had my emergency lights on and asked me for a ride to a bar.
I apologize sincerely. I've been a good citizen, and I'm not trying to make a huge fit out of it, and I'm sorry. I had no idea.
Okay. Well, you can talk to the judge about it on Monday.
A word of advice to the college girl, do not speak to cops that act like Officer West. They are not your friend, and they will use anything you say as evidence against you. When a cop is hassling you and acting like your enemy, then you need to shut up. Saying sorry isn't going to get you out of the handcuffs. You are already under arrest. Next thing you know, she's going to be stupid enough to admit that she was drunk and land herself a drunken public charge or something. Now, this is not to say that every cop acts like these ones or that every traffic stop is unjust.
The reason for the years.
That kid was speeding so fast, he almost hit another kid in a fight.
I know. That's why I stopped him.
Ma'am,
that's why I stopped him. Have a nice night, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm stopping you for. Reckless driving, careless driving, speeding, and the light you ran, okay? You're doing at least 100 on Kennedy Boulevard. All right, man? You almost struck my car because I was making a right turn. Here's your documents.
Thank you. I'm sorry. We're on it for a statement, man.
That's fine, but...
Sorry.
Almost killing each other is not the way
to
stunt on a first date.
Listen,
you're getting 3 tickets. I could have gave you a lot more, okay? You're not even supposed to be driving at this time because you have a provisional license.
Oh, my God.
So you're getting reckless. I didn't give you speeding. I'm giving you that break, all right? You got reckless, the traffic light that you ran, and for driving after hours. All right, man?
Thank you.
Get home safe.
I think this is a case of a genuinely good traffic stop. The driver could have easily killed someone. Unfortunately, not that the officer could have known this, But this was a case that the cop probably should have been less lenient, as he might have saved the driver's life and the passenger's life if he arrested him for reckless driving or took his provisional license away.
Yo, this is the same kid. Oh my gosh.
Just one.
You okay?
Yeah, bro, I'm good. It's just, like, bro, I just told you, slow down, man. Like,
you just stopped that car?
Yeah, just hit him off with three. Like,
oh, that was the same car?
Yeah, I told him, like, bro, slow down. I see, like, it's my fault, it's not your fault. If you get into an accident.
You good, though?
Yeah. It sucks. Yeah, that sucks.
14 minutes later, the officer finds the guy he just pulled over in a fatal car crash.
They're essentially decapitated. He and his passenger are dead. They'd be alive right now if he would have either arrested him or said, you're not driving this from here on out. We're going to have to tow your car. Sometimes cops, by their actions, actually save lives. That cop is going through some shit right now, knowing that he stopped this guy earlier and gave him a break.
So I think cops like this are genuinely trying to do good and help their community. But Officer West is not one of those cops. The point I'm getting at here is I feel like there are a lot of people out there who lack the desire to actually provide a valuable service when they're being paid to do something, especially in government work, which is why there's a mass firing going on right now. But it seems like more and more people these days are just there to make the money without doing anything that resembles a good job.
The first play that we did was called the Discovery Play. And we were doing Troilus and Cressida, which is not one of Shakespeare's better plays. It's one of his worst plays.
Then why do it?
Good question. So we're doing this play, and it's just god awful. And I'm like, I'm at Juilliard. This should be one of the best plays I've ever done in my life. Like, what is going on? So I stood up 3 days before opening. I said, we have got to remember that people are going to spend their lives 3 hours with us, and it is a crime to waste that time.
That was James Marsters, who's known for playing Piccolo in one of my favorite movies, Dragon Ball Evolution. And he's right. If your job is to entertain people, then being boring is a crime. You can be awe-inspiringly good or comedically bad, but you can't be boring. This is the mindset that a lot of good entertainers have, and I'm quite often put off by people who take no pride in at least doing a half-decent job for the work that they're paid for, or better yet, they're like Officer West and they get paid for making things worse. I mean, a lot of people can't figure out why certain people are doing better than others, but it's really simple. Do you know why a guy is making six figures a year while you're stuck making 20,000? Generally, it's because that person provides value and displays some level of competence at what he does. The more people take pride in giving people value for what they have paid for, the better things get for everyone. And if you don't provide value because you hate your job, then today is the day to start looking for a new one. And if you can't get a better job because you don't have the required skills, then today is the day to start learning. Anyway, thanks for watching. Follow me on Twitter, and I'll see you in the next video.
Groceries are getting more expensive, and somehow less fresh. If you're tired of throwing away wilted greens and overpaying for produce that doesn't last, it's time to grow your own. Meat Garden. It's a sleek, soil-free indoor growing system that does the hard work for you. Using automated light and water, Garden grows fresh, clean food in your living room or kitchen all year long. No dirt, no daily chores, no green thumb required. Stop planning your life around grocery runs. Just harvest what you need when you need it. Visit mygarden.com. That's mygardyn.com. Garden. Harvest happiness.